talks about the way to issue a verdict, a written verdict, psak din. So there's a clear clash between two values. On the one hand, you want to be as accurate as possible, and you want to report the two dayanim who ruled one way, as opposed to the third dayan who ruled the other way. And that type of psak din would be written in very precise terminology, but it would violate the problem of holech rachil megalasot. Would violate the principle of not trying to reveal people's secrets and compromise their confidentiality. And therefore, we saw Amoraim who preferred a more generic and general, vague way of writing the verdict, that we were mechayev you, or from all these dayanim, you reached a verdict without iterating which dayanim incriminated and which dayanim acquitted. So it's a machlokus which value should be prioritized, but it's only because in this particular context there's a clash of the two values. But in general, this Gemara reminds us the importance of not telling people secrets and not compromising their confidentiality, which is something which obviously is a midah in general, but has to be completely reevaluated on both fronts. More vigilance, but also greater latitude in a world of social media, in a world of internet. On the one hand, certain things are public, whether you like it or not. It's not really called revealing secrets. On the other hand, you have much greater ability to reveal people's secrets and to compromise their confidentiality. Something as simple as posting a picture. Are the people on that picture, would they feel comfortable if you post a picture with them on it? Again, don't get all sensitive. Maybe people today, because they recognize that pictures are going to go public, so they're less sensitive. So it's not just creating greater vigilance, but also recognizing it's probably greater latitude and greater flexibility. People are less concerned, but it's important not just to get granular and to think about what to do on Facebook, but in general, think about why we are careful about keeping people's privacy. So, in the Mishnah per se, privacy has to be protected because it's going to cause harm. Because if the plaintiff or the litigants know that a particular dayan ruled against them, he'll be angry at them, he'll take recourse, he'll take revenge. So, clearly in the limited context of the Mishnah, sounds like you shouldn't reveal someone's secrets or secret information, confidential information, because it's going to create ill will, it's going to create friction and fractious relationships. But it's clear that privacy is something more than just by revealing a secret I'm causing harm. I read to you the language of the Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Rechilos, part of his sefer is Hilchos Rechilos. Keep in mind that he incorporates into Hilchos Rechilos, but when he describes the problem of revealing secrets and compromising confidentiality, he doesn't link it to Rechilos. We'll get back to that in a moment. Language is as follows. Chayiv adam lahastir asod. You have to maintain confidentiality. Af al pi she'ein begilui hasod inyan Rechilos. Even though there's no Rechilos, there's no harm. Because there's always harm. Ki yesh begilui hasod nezek lebalav. You're always hurting someone's feelings when you betray his confidence. V'siba lahafer machshavto. Because he asked you, and he requested of you to keep it quiet, either explicitly or by nature. These are things he shared in a private fashion. Gam bazeh, this is written over 100 years ago, but gam bazeh hu yotze midarach hatznius. Interesting. Tznius is not just what clothing you have worn, but what information about someone you freely share, how much we're talking about other people. Eleanor Roosevelt supposedly once said, I don't know, it's imputed to her, I'm not sure if she said it, but she once said that small minds talk about people, average minds talk about events, large minds talk about ideas. How much of our discourse is occupied with people? How much of our TV shows or reality shows, where all we're really doing is not even talking about events. It used to be events or situations. So sitcoms or situational comedies, where it's basically events, family life, going to the doctor, going to the supermarket. Reality TV is one rung lower. It's just people's lives, not even situations, just looking at people, celebrity gossip, just talking about people because they attract our attention in ways that the common, ordinary people don't. So he talks about two issues, the Chafetz Chaim. Number one, because you're always hurting someone, even if it's an innocent secret, someone asks you to keep their information confidential. Number two, because it's not snius. Umavrel das balasov. So that's the second level of compromising privacy. Third level of compromising privacy is in our Gemara. It's not just because you're going to cause harm. It's not just because it's lacking tznius and you're violating his trust that he implaced in you, but the connection between Rechilos and Rechilos out. Because ultimately, it's going to lead to gossiping, and one thing leads to another, talking about people, talking about if they want it. You're not just going to reveal the secret, you'll probably reveal the motive, and why you think he told you, and what you think his real plans are. Even if you would just reveal the information, you were just a whistleblower, you're Edward Snowden, and you just blew the whistle, oh, tell me the secret, here's the secret. Okay, so there'd be a problem, but obviously, there's a tie-in between Mechilas, or between Gilui Sod and Mechilas. So it's not often a meter we think about. We're careful as best as we can about Lashon Hara. We're careful as best as we can about Litzanus. Be careful about, especially as you grow older, people are going to consult in you more and confide in you more, both as a person and professionally. So be careful about what you share freely. Now, obviously, there's always a balance between sharing information that's beneficial for people, for chinuch. Let's say if I'm sitting around the table with Rabbanim and you know, we struggle with this very often. We struggle with this at all levels. If you come over to me in confidence and tell me something about your life or about your growth, should I then go tell all the other about it? If you know that the second you tell me something, it's going to be shared with four or five other people, you'll be less apt to tell me. On the other hand, if I feel that I need guidance in terms of how to respond to that question, so maybe I want to consult with another rabbi. So it's not an easy question. Remember when someone told me something they were suffering with, and having nothing to do with yeshiva outside of the professional context, and they asked me not to share it with my wife. And they asked me for my help. But at this point, I knew, aside from my relationship with my wife, and one of the basics of a marriage is there's no secrets and no privacy, you share everything. In this case, you could have made an exception. If the person asked, it wasn't about my wife, it wasn't about our marriage, it was just simply about something that other person was going through. But I knew that I could better help that person by sharing with my wife, and it would be hard for me to handle. It was hurtful to me to see these people suffering, and I needed my wife's support. So I went to Rav Lichtenstein, and I asked him this question. I said, on one hand, the person asked me for secrecy and confidentiality, and on the other hand, if I share it with my wife, I can help out the situation, she'll give me some input, it'll be easier for me to handle the frustration that these people are facing. And Hussein said, if you really feel it's going to be in their best interest, then share it. But at least it was a question. I mean, I'm not interested in what the answer is in each particular case, because these situations are so razor sharp, the nuance, that pretty much both answers are correct as long as you deal with it in a nuanced fashion and you're careful to cover both ends of the equation. So it's an important moment to think about the concept of confidentiality, and it's so important that the Gemara in Yoma actually derives it from a pasuk, and it's so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself models it to Moshe. So the Gemara's Lashon in Yoma, Daf Daled, is as follows. Gemara says, Minayin la'omer davar l'chavero, if I tell you something, shehu beval yomar at sheyom lo lechem mor, that you shouldn't tell to anyone else unless I explicitly tell you to convey it. Who teaches us this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar, Vayidaber Hashem elav me'ohel moed, lemar. So every time you see that word lemar in the Torah, it reminds us that Hashem told Moshe, now you can tell it to other people. Now this is Torah. This is eternal wisdom. You'd think that Moshe would understand the importance of teaching it. So obviously it's a hyperbole. Torah should be taught freely. You don't have to have permission to teach Torah. But by hyperbole, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking to counteract negligence and apathy and just callousness. Just to regard information as valuable. It's a commodity. It's something tangible. You have information about someone. They're sharing it with you. Don't just freely share it in a way that could certainly hurt that person's feelings. And even if it just trivializes that person's emotions without causing hurt, just be discreet about what things you do share, what you don't share. And of course, as we've talked about so often, there's nothing wrong with silence. Silence is always your golden refuge. In any situation, the option of being silent is always available and should always be chosen in the face or in the absence of any better option. Don't be afraid to be silent about something. We're going to learn a little bit of Rabbi Akiva possibly today, who was Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, but the Rabbi Akiva said, actually, he didn't say that, but he said something similar. Okay, let's get to our sugya.